ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाद्विग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेश्यमेत्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। श्रुतिविप्रतिपन्नाते यदा स्थास्यसि निश्चला समाधावचला बुद्धिः तदा योगम् अवाप्स्यसि। दिस् श्लोक एण्टैर् वेदिक् टीचिङ्ग् इस् कन्क्लूडेड्। इट् स्टार्टेड् फ्रोम् दि श्लोक 11, अशोच्यान् अन्वशोचस्त्वं प्रज्ञावादांश्च भाषसे गतासून् अगतासूंश्च न अनुशोचन्ति पण्डिता। वेदिक् वे आफ् लैफ् ईस् प्राक्टीस् कर्मयोग, gain maturity and yogyata, jnana yogyata prapti, then practice jnana yoga and gain jnanam and moksha. This portion is very important portion. If you memorize and remember them constantly, you can enjoy the balance portion of Gita. All the balance portion, about 16 chapters, are going to be just an explanation of these 43 shlokas. So it is better to by heart, and you can meditate on that shlokas also. If you know the meaning of those shlokas, and if you know the words of the shloka, you can meditate on that. It will give tremendous strength to face the day-to-day life. The knowledge to be acquired and assimilated is in the form of two understandings. That is, body, the anatma, is subject to death, subject to old age, subject to problems. One understanding. Anatma includes this body. Generally, external world, when we say, we exclude this body and say external world. Here, according to Vedanta, in the external world category, this body-mind complex also is put. So, anatma, the external world, which includes this body-mind complex, is subject to all types of problems. But I, the real person, doesn't have any connection with this external world, doesn't have any connection with this body-mind complex. This is the knowledge received from the Upanishads. I, the consciousness, am Satyavastu. I am an independent entity, independent of body-mind complex. Everybody accepts that I am independent of world. I don't consider mic as myself. I don't consider table as myself. I don't consider animals as myself. But I consider this body as myself. So, I, the consciousness, is not a part or product or property of this body. After the destruction of the body also, I continue to exist. I am Nityaha. First one is, I am Satyaha, having independent existence, therefore I am Nityaha, eternal one. Then I am Sarvagataha, I am an all-pervasive one, not bound by limitations of the body. Then I am Nirvikaraha, not subject to modifications of the body. All the modifications, asti, jayate, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati, all these six modifications belong to only body, not to me. And I am Asangaha, being all pervasive, I am Asangaha. No modification which happens in my body can affect me. And I am Aprameyaha, I am not available for any experience. I am the experiencer of all the experiences, but I am not available for any experience. Vijnataramare Kena Vijaniyad, Upanishadas, Vijnataramare, Kena Vijaniyad. You know everything in the world, but how can you know yourself? You cannot experience yourself as an object, being you yourself the subject of all experiences. Then I am akarta, being an all-pervasive entity, sarvagataha, therefore I am akarta. All-pervasive entity means like akasha. Akasha cannot do any action. Similarly, I also cannot do any action being all-pervasive entity. When I don't do any action, when I am akarta, naturally the consequence is abhokta I am. No papa, no punya, no swarga, no naraka for me. So all these are all revelations given in the Vedanta about myself, not about something unseen atma. Atma means myself. So this is the understanding a person should gain. If he gains that, then he is called a Jivan Mukta. For gaining this, as even we are hearing, it is an information for us. It's not a fact for us. I am akarta, I am sarvagataha, I am nityaha, I am satyaha, I don't have any birth, I don't have any death, I don't have old age, no knee problem, no financial problem, no economical problem, no spouse problem. Vedanta says, we just sympathize with Vedanta at this present stage. So Vedanta says, okay, if you try to sympathize with me, I am ready to wait. But you have to grow, follow the karma yoga lifestyle in your life, doing all the inevitable duties as a worship of the Lord and receive all the benefits or results of all your actions as the prasada of the Lord. With Ishwara Arpana Buddhi and Ishwara Prasada Buddhi, you continue to lead a life of inner growth. Slowly you will understand all this happened to be the facts. Now, if he gains this knowledge, the person understands that at anatma level, there is no problem at all. Arjuna started this entire dialogue with what? Karpanya dosho pahata svabhavaha prichamitva dharma sammudha chetaha yasreyasyan nishitam bruhitanme ishyasteham shadimam tvam prapannam. He said, I have such a problem. Please therefore remove my problem. I am going to be your shishya. Here Bhagavan revealed, you don't have any problem at all. And next stage is, you cannot have any problem. First is, you don't have. Second is, even if you want to have, you the Atma, you the consciousness cannot have problems. All the problems are at the Anatma level only. And that Anatma problems, problems of Anatma cannot be solved. World will be like that only. Body will be like that only. People around us will be like that only. So Anatma problem cannot be solved. Then what will happen? Vedanta says, it need not be solved. Allow them to have its own problems. Allow the body to have its own problem. Allow the mind to have its own problem. Allow the world to have its own problem. Ideal Anatma, like ideal gas, it's a rabbit horn. Rabbit horn, anybody has seen? Rabbit horn. Word is there is no vastu. Similarly in science also, ideal gas, there is no ideal gas. Similarly, ideal Anatma, you can never hope for. And all our lifetime is spent is what? To adjust this setup. I want to have particular setup and I try go on, adjust, entire life is gone. So here Vedanta says, at Anatma level problems will be there, it cannot be solved and you need not solve it. For your security, peace and happiness, you need not solve the problems of the Anatma. In spite of problem, you can be secured, peaceful and happy. In spite of problem with body-mind complex, in spite of problem with the family members, financial problems, still, if you have this knowledge, what a beautiful knowledge it is, you see. You don't deal with the electricity, you deal with your hand. You have a gloves and you relate with that electricity wire. It is a live wire. You don't deal there. You don't try to put off the main switch or something. You have your own gloves. With gloves, you try to deal with that live wire. So, my security, peace and happiness are not after solving the problems, but it will be in spite of problem. They cannot disturb me. Even when they are present, they cannot disturb me. I am Adhara, I am Adhisthana for all these problems. Who is the Adhisthana? Who is holding all these problems? Consciousness, I the consciousness. The entire world is Mayeva Sakalam Jatam, Mayi Sarvam Pratishtitam, Mayi Sarvam Layam Yati. How can a golden ornament can affect the gold? Tries to affect the gold, ornament will not be there. Similarly, the anatma cannot affect me, the atma consciousness. So I am a satya vastu and it is a mithya vastu. This is the conviction in the mind of a jnani. This is the intended teaching. Vedanta Shastra expects every human being to gain this teaching. In the process of gaining the teaching, it is not a made to believe. It's a matter of understanding. It is not a matter of belief. It is not a hypnotism. So, when something newly told, there is every possibility of having doubts and rejection. So, Bhagavan, after revealing the entire Vedic teaching, now he keeps a silence. And he expects Arjuna to ask some doubt if it is there. Sitah prajnasya ka bhasha samadhistasya keshava Siddhadhi kim prabhasheta kim asita vrajeta kim. Arjuna asks a beautiful question. Maybe with clarity is lacking with regard to words, but the question is very worthwhile question. Arjuna represents the general humanity. The students of Upanishads are very very high. They are very mature disciples, so their questions will be very high level. But Arjuna happened to be, fortunately, our category. So he represents all our doubts. In this shloka, Arjuna asks a practical question. The question shows, of course, Arjuna's earnestness in gaining this knowledge. And Arjuna's doubt for proof also it is shown. What he asks is there anybody proof for your claim? What you claim? If any individual has this knowledge, he will be free from all problems in spite of presence of all problems. This is the assurance given by the Lord. For this question, Bhagavan tries to answer, but Bhagavan also could not answer. We are going to see how Bhagavan fails in answering this question. Bhagavan also could not succeed in answering. Why? Because he is asking characteristics of a jnani. Who is jnani? One who is convinced that I am not body-mind complex. Who is a jnani? One who is convinced I am not body-mind complex. One who is convinced that I am all-pervasive consciousness. So, description of a jnani means description of Brahman. So, you cannot describe Brahman. Edo vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. Entire Veda tries to describe the consciousness but fails actually. Similarly, Bhagavan also tries to describe, he brings certain points, useful points, but he has not succeeded in describing the characteristics of a jnani. It is like a person, a blind man, asking, what is the beauty of the eyes? The question is what? I say that I have seen a beautiful sunrise. Then immediately the blind person asks, what is the beauty of that beautiful sunrise, or what is the beauty of your eyes? How can I make him to understand? He needs first eyes, then only he can understand. How can I explain it? Or it is like asking, a child was crying. Father happened to be a blind man. So he asked, why child is crying? Somebody told, the child has taken lot of milk. Because of indigestion, the child is crying. Milk? What is the meaning of milk? Oh, you don't know milk. Milk is a liquid with white color. Answer. So the blind man asked, white color? What is the meaning of white color? Oh, white color, you don't know. It is a, like a white crane. There is a bird, crane. Oh, it is look like a white crane. What is the meaning of white crane? So he brought one white crane and made him to touch it. So he touched it. How much big it is? It's a very big. After touching it, oh, my child has swallowed this much big entity. Therefore only it is crying. Okay. Please take care. So where is milk? Where is white crane? That is the condition. So what made Arjuna to ask this question? When Arjuna heard the entire teaching, he sincerely heard. That is why this question is possible. What he heard? The entire 42 shlokas, he heard that he should avoid nishiddha karma. Nishiddha karma means prohibited actions like drinking, harming others. All the prohibited actions should be avoided. He might have thought, okay, no problem. So I say, I am a good man from a noble family, so I cannot have all these things. Then he should avoid prayaschitta and kamya karmani. Prayaschitta karma means going to astrologer, having vastu puja, shani puja, with a particular prayer in order to remove all my sins. That's called prayaschitta karma. Kamya karma means having lot of projects, and for that reason worshipping. Okay, I can try also. First is no problem, surely I can avoid. Second is avoiding prayaschitta and kamya karma, I can try. Then third is following nitya naimittika karmas. Every day prayers, sadhya vandana, gayatri, all the good actions of human life with all values. So Arjuna also might have thought, okay, that also I can try. Then attaining chitta shuddhi, attaining jnana yogyata, attaining guru prapti, he is not sure when I will get chitta shuddhi, when I will get vairagya, when I will get jnana yogyata, and when I will get my guru. So I am not sure. Then going through the Shravana Manana Nididhyasana process, afterwards I will gain. Then I have to establish in that knowledge, I should become Jnana Nishtha. Because Bhagavan told, Samadha Vachala Stasyasi Tada Yogam Avasyasi. Knowledge should be very firm one, then only you will get freedom from samsara. So there is naturally long tedious processes. We find giving up or dropping things which we like is very, very difficult. I like coffee. Doctor says don't take coffee. Diabetic people like sweet. Doctor say don't take sweet. That itself, when I find dropping certain things which I like is difficult, and all these things I have to drop, and all these so many other duties I have to follow, I have to do Shravana Manana Nididhyasana, I have to search for Guru. Now the question is it worth trying such a tedious and long spiritual practice? Is there anyone who has gone through this? Or is it only a theory? Is there anyone who has gone through this tedious process? Is there anyone who has been benefited by this process? I want a proof. And this question shows, it's a very practical question. Arjuna says, when I gain this knowledge, the benefits must be here and now. Practical benefits it should be. It should not be a post-mortem affair. Don't promise me Swarga, you will get Swarga, this, that. Because already I am tired of. Shruti Vipratipannate Buddhihi is tired of already. Shrotavyasya Srutasya. So I am tired of so many promises given in the world and given by the scriptures, Karmakanda. Now I want freedom only, and it happened to be a very tedious process. So I need a proof. Beneficiary is there. How can I verify the validity of this knowledge? What is the benefit of this knowledge? Bhagavan told Jivan Muktihi. So it is not a post-mortem affair. So I want that proof while living. If the benefit is after the death, if I don't find it is a proper benefit which is promised by you, I cannot come back and ask, hey, you told lie. And after the death means I am not going to available with the same body. So how can I recognize I did proper good thing, therefore only I got moksha, how can I recognize? So all this problem will be there. Therefore postmortem assurance you don't give. So tell me, is there any practical benefit? Tell me, is there any person who has received this practical benefit while living, and what is the lifestyle of a jnani? After knowing or after having the proof or the benefits gained through knowledge, then only I can decide whether it is worth trying at all. You have to give up your all things. Renunciation is a must. Whatever you like, you have to give up. And you have to stand alone. Then you have to proceed. If you don't get, the same question is going to ask the 6th chapter also. Question out of doubt. What doubt? What will happen if a seeker gives up his body? Yoga Brashta he calls. So, my time is very very valuable. I have lot of things to do. Lot of beautiful things to do in the world. Some people put time is money. Shastra says time is not money. Time is more valuable than money. Don't reduce the time. Because money gone means you can bring back. Time gone means you cannot bring back. So Arjuna also is a very practical person representing our mind. Give proof, then I will go for it. Arjuna asks, Sita Prajnasya ka bhasha. Actually the meaning of word bhasha means language. So if you take in that way, what is the language of a jnani? Will he talk in Sanskrit only? Any specific languages are there for jnanis? Here the meaning is not language, the meaning of bhasha is description. Bhashyate anaya iti bhasha. So Siddha Prajnasya ka bhasha means what is the description of a jnani? Siddha Prajnasya. Because Bhagavan in the last loka he has mentioned yada dhasyati nishchala achala buddhihi, he has told. Buddhihi nishchala achala, that means what? Sitaha. So buddhihi sitaha. Here sitaha prajnaha, buddhi and prajna is same. So sita prajnaha, sitha prajna yasyataha sita prajnaha. For whom this wisdom, aham brahma asmi, I am the infinite consciousness, iti prajna, is a form prajna, is a form wisdom. What is the wisdom? I am infinite consciousness, aham brahma asmi prajna. And one more name he gives, samadhistasya. One name for jnani is sita prajnasya. Another name for jnani is samadhistasya. Samadhi doesn't mean here the trance. Yoga samadhi they call it. Nirvikalpa samadhi they call it. That meaning you cannot bring here. Samadhi means here atma. Samadhistha, samadhistaha means atma nishtaha. The one who is established in atma. What is the meaning of samadhistaha? The one who is established in atma. Then you can say all are established in atma only. Atma is all pervasive. All are inside the atma only. How can you say only jnani is established in atma? All are in atma only, but all are not aware of that existence. All are not aware of that existence in atma. The person here is aware of the fact. He is not forgetful of this fact. Even while living, even while engaged in worldly activities, duties, this jnanam happens to be a strong wisdom. Generally, when we are in satsanga, because of the power of the Lord's presence in satsanga, our mind grows. We also feel, yes, yes, Bhagavan is satyam. Bhagavan only we should approach. World is mithya. Then as even you get away and put your shoes and chappals, world becomes satyam, Bhagavan becomes mithya. But in jnani case, world is always mithya. His own real nature, swarupa, is the always satyam. Therefore he is called samadhistaha. So samadhistasya ka bhasha. What is the description of a jnani samadhi purushaha? Here, if you understand Samadhi Purushaha means person who is sitting always with closed eyes, further questions will be irrelevant if you take that meaning. Many people think that Jnani will sit always in a trance with closed eyes. There is a mentioning, after gaining knowledge, a person will go to Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Then after that, 24 days you will be in that Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Then afterwards you will pass away. So what is the benefit of your knowledge? 24 days continuous meditation and death. 24 days continuous meditation and death. For this anybody will try? This is the Samadhi mentioned in the Yoga Shastra. It is not in the Vedanta Shastra. It is Yoga Shastra, Jada Samadhi they call it. That is not the prescription here by Vedanta. And if a person, if a Jnani dies within 24 days, suppose, and whoever lives are Ajnanis, then who will teach what? So Krishna lived after Jnana, Bhagavan Ramakrishna lived, Swami Vivekananda lived, Shankaracharya lived, all lived after knowledge. Some lived even 30 years, 40 years. So all are living. So that is not the meaning. The beauty or the problem in the Sanskrit language. One word will mean so many meanings. You have to see which meaning fits for this. So, Samadhi Sasya Ka Bhasha, what is the description of a Jnani? And he says, Siddhadhihi Kim Prabhasheta. One more word he is giving. Epithet, Siddhadhihi. A man of firm wisdom, firm mind. That means a Jnani, what will he talk? Prabhasheta Kim? Will he talk? One meaning. Okay, if at all he talks, what he will talk? Because so many people, as I told, have the idea, Jnani must be an abnormal person. After knowledge, he should be an abnormal person, absorbed in trance, without talking, with Mauna Vrata or something. Because nectar is flowing. These are all the descriptions you can read in the books. After the knowledge, nectar flows. If you take literally, then it will be like cinema dialogue. So there are meaning, proper meanings are there. That's why through Guru Parampara only the scripture should be studied. So here question is, will a Jnani talk at all? If so, how will he talk? What he will talk? Asita Kim? One more question. As I told, the question is not put properly. The words of the question, Asita Kim? Will he sit? Will the Jnani sit, or he will stand only, probably in one leg, or if he sits, will he sit only Padmasana or Vajrasana? Will he sit like us? In what asana he will sit? Then one more question, Vrajeta Kim? That means, will he walk? Will he walk? How will he walk? If at all he walks, how he will walk? Either through legs, or upside down through hands. These are all the meaning. You take literal meaning of the shloka, this is the meaning. Bhagavan understood the question. But we don't understand, therefore Shankaracharya comes and helps us. Don't take it literally. Will the Jnani talk? Will the Jnani walk? Will the Jnani sit? How he will talk? How he will sit? How he will walk? In that way, many people think a Jnani should be an abnormal. His life should not be like normal human being. He also eats. You are telling that he is a Jnani. He also eats. There was one disciple of Swami Vivekananda. She was a great disciple. She even helped financially to purchase the bailment. That much of great disciple. One day she found Swamiji got some physical fever or something, diabetes or something. So immediately she declared he is not Jnani. Why? Jnani is having fever. Peculiar attitudes. In Uttarakhand, if you go, varieties of sadhus you can see. Some sadhus standing in one leg. Some sadhus don't sit at all whole life. They will have one type of plank, wooden plank, tied with the tree, and there itself they will sleep. They won't sit at all. That type of vratas they take. So all these are all because they don't know what to do with the free time. Because in family life means lot of responsibility. So you will not be allowed to be at peace, at rest. Even if you gain some time peace or rest, spouse or children will say, hello, we will go for this work, that work, like that. But these sadhus, they are sadhus, good people, but they don't have guidance. They don't have guidance of Shastra and guidance of Guru. Therefore, in their own way, they try to practice some practices. So, in short, I want to know how a jnani will conduct his life. After knowing his lifestyle, if that lifestyle is a nice one, then only I will decide whether to go for it or not. If he says, after knowledge, he will sit down 24 days in samadhi and he will pass away, I am not for it. There are another type of description of moksha in other shastras. You will become jada, inert you will become. A conscious being, after knowledge, what you will become? You will become inert. Oh, to become inert, I should practice all these series of ritual disciplines. So I will decide after knowing the lifestyle of the jnani.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, प्रजहाति यदा कामान् सर्वान् पार्थ मनोगतान् आत्मन्येवात्मना तुष्टः स्थितः प्रज्ञस्ततोच्यते.
सो भगवान् सेस् हियर, ए ज्ञानी विल बी ए हैप्पी मैन, तुष्टः ही फर्स्ट लाइन इज ए हैप्पी मैन. व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम इन एवरी ह्यूमन बीइंग लाइफ? Not getting this happiness. It comes for one moment, then goes away. As even I try to catch it, it eludes from me. One moment I try to be happy, next moment fear, anxiety, so many things come. Getting this happiness all the time with me is a struggle. So therefore Bhagavan says, if you become a jnani, very good advertisement it is. If you become jnani, you will be happy. So in this shloka, Bhagavan gives the characteristics of a jnani. What is the use of these characteristics for a ajnani, for a other person, for a ignorant person? What is the use? Say somebody is having lot of money. You try to describe, he is having 2 crore bank balance, 24 apartments, like that they are describing his wealth. Will you get happy or jealous? Will you be happy or jealous? You will be jealous. Description of somebody's glory naturally creates jealous, since I don't have that. Here the description of jnani is going to be told, so what is the utility for me? The utility is jnani krithartha lakshanani tani mumukshoho sadhanani. Bhagavan Shankaracharya very nicely writes, what are all the description of the jnani? Krithartha means jnani. What is the description of jnani? Is the mumukshoho sadhanani. So jnani is described as a man of compassion, man of purnatva, man of happiness, man of mind without any jealous. Like that, so many descriptions are going to come. All these are all for a guidance. For a spiritual seeker, it is a guidance and checklist also. So suddenly you get a doubt, am I jnani? Week after week I am attending the class, lot of spiritual practices I am doing, am I added in that list? Whenever you get a doubt, take this list. Do I have all these things, all the characteristics of a jnani, do I have? Then you can say, one warning is here, this checklist is given to judge our character. The scale is there, checklist means a scale. Bhagavan says, a person who is having all these things is a jnani. That's a scale. So that scale should be used towards us only, not towards others. You should not use these characteristics to judge others, to know others, whether they are jnani or not. Naturally we will use that only. So statutory warning. So jnani is told as happy person. So Swamiji is happy or not, we will see. So you can ask, that's why? These characteristics are all in the form of virtues. They are all mental phenomena. Virtue is always a mental phenomenon. Like jnani is a vairagi, he is a man of great renunciation. How you will find a person is man of renunciation? Bhagavan Krishna is a jnani, isn't it? Any doubt? No doubt. Bhagavan Krishna is a jnani. And jnani is a man of renunciation. Jnani is a man of renunciation. Jnani is a man of purnatva. Jnani is a man of daya. Jnani is a man of akritva buddhi. He doesn't have agenthood in his mind that I am karta, I am karta. You take Bhagavan Krishna himself, you analyze his life, and you will end up with a question. If Bhagavan is a vairagi, why he lived in a such a palatial bungala with lot of money, wealth? And how can he marry 10,008? If I have one wife, you are telling I am afflicted by kama. And this jnani, Bhagavan Krishna, had 10,008. How you connect his purnatva and his lifestyle? So now we are failing in judging, na? We are failing in judging. Bhagavan himself said, a jnani is a vairagi, is a man of content, free person from all types of desires. And about the Bhagavan, life description is given. He has married 10,008, not one or two. That's why one Westerner asks, hey, you people Hindus are worshipping a person who has married 10,008 wives. How is it? So that Swami told, that is why he worships. Because you and I cannot manage even two or three. He managed 10,008. So how you relate? How you relate his life incident along with these characteristics of a jnani? There is an incident in Bhagavatam. Vyasacharya comes to Yamuna. Somebody reports to Rukmini Devi. Rukmini Devi told, I will go and feed him and come back. Along with other women companions, she took all the nice things. Krishna also told, yes, yes, you go and feed him. Sadhu should be fed nicely. Convey my pranams also. So after eating nicely, Vyasacharya stood in front of Yamuna river and told, oh Yamuna Devi, if I have not taken food, you have to give me the way. So Yamuna Devi gave way. He walked and went. For Rukmini, it was a, hey, what is this? Just now he ate nicely with all butter and other things. Open lie it is, and Yamuna Devi is also accepting that open lie, and she has given way, and he walked. So with all confusion, she came back to Krishna. Ige ella sullaitu, jagate sullaitu, whole world has become now they are lying. All sadhus are nowadays lying. Like that she was talking with herself. Krishna observed something is going on. What Rukmini? What happened? Everybody says lie. Who? What happened? Vyasacharya is telling lie. Yamuna Devi is accepting that lie as a fact. Then she told like this. Oh, that is the case. It is lie. Krishna told, you cannot understand the Vyasacharya. It is lie. I am Nitya Brahmachari. Krishna is having already 10,008. Krishna is telling, whatever Vyasacharya told is a correct thing. It is correct like my statement, Nitya Brahmachari. Then Rukmini Devi, you are Nitya Brahmachari. Are you Nitya Brahmachari? And you are telling to me also, because she is wife. So how can you relate? How can you relate? Because in jnani, he has two aghams. He has two eyes. As far as we are concerned, we have only one eye. That eye always denotes body-mind complex. But jnani has two type of eyes, aham. One is paramarthika aham, another is vyavaharika aham. When he means his paramarthika aham, when he means his vyavaharika aham, very difficult to find. When Vyasacharya told, I am hungry, please feed me, what aham? Vyavaharika. This is a practical body-mind complex eye. After eating food, when he told Yamuna Devi, if I have not taken any food, what aham? Paramarthika, consciousness. He meant consciousness cannot have any action, it cannot have hunger, it cannot eat also. Therefore, I am consciousness, therefore I have not eaten anything, you give me the way. So they use double eye. That is a problem for an ignorant person to understand a jnani. Therefore, జ్ఞాని లైక్ బ్రహ్మణ్ ఎతో వాచో నివర్తంతే అప్రాహాప్య మనసా సహ ఇట్ ట్రైస్ దట్స్ ఆల్ హియర్ ఆల్సో భగవాన్ ఆల్సో ట్రైస్ టు హిస్ లెవెల్ బెస్ట్ టు డిస్క్రైబ్ ఏ జ్ఞాని యాజ్ ఫర్ అస్ ఏ జ్ఞాని ఇస్ కన్సర్న్ హీ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మన్ హీ ఈస్ కాన్షియస్ ఎంటిటీ హీ నోస్ హీ నెవర్ సేస్ ఐఎమ్ బాడీ అండ్ అదర్ ఆన్ లుకర్ సీస్ హిమ్ యాజ్ బాడీ ఓన్లీ ఆన్ లుకర్ డజంట్ సీ హిమ్ యాజ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఆర్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఓ జ్ఞాని బర్తారన్న ఓ దేవర్ బర్తారని నోడతీరా యు డోంట్ సీ హిమ్ యాజ్ భగవాన్ ఇస్ కమింగ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఇస్ కమింగ్ గుడ్ పర్సన్ ఇస్ కమింగ్ వైట్ మ్యాన్ ఇస్ కమింగ్ ఇన్ దట్ వే ఓన్లీ వీ సీ హిమ్ సో ఫార్ ది ఆన్ లుకర్ హీస్ ఎ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ విత్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్చ్యూస్ ఫార్ ద పర్సన్ హిమ్ సెల్ఫ్ హీ డజంట్ క్లెయిమ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ బీయింగ్ విత్ వర్చ్యూస్ హీ సేస్ ఐఎమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ బియాండ్ ఆల్ వర్చ్యూస్ సో ఆల్ దీస్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్స్ ఆర్ అబౌట్ వ్యావహారిక అహం ఓన్లీ ద డిస్క్రిప్షన్స్ విచ్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు హ్యావ్ యాజ్ స్థితప్రజ్ఞ లక్షణ ఆర్ అబౌట్ హిస్ వ్యావహారిక అహం ద యాక్చువల్ ఐ ఈస్ అన్టచ్ అన్డిస్క్రైబుల్ దెన్ ద క్వశ్చన్ కమ్స్ దెన్ వై షుడ్ ఇట్ బి డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ అట్ ఆల్ బై డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఐ ఆమ్ గోయింగ్ టు గెట్ కన్ఫ్యూషన్ ఇన్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ దట్ పర్సన్ అయితే యూ ప్లీజ్ డిస్క్రైబ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ యూ ట్రై టు డిస్క్రైబ్ దెన్ ఇట్ క్రియేట్స్ మోర్ కన్ఫ్యూషన్ ఇన్ మై మైండ్ దెన్ వై షుడ్ ఐ ఆస్క్ ఫర్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ద ఆన్సర్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అ బ్యూటిఫుల్ అడ్వర్టైజ్మెంట్ టు ఎన్కరేజ్ ది సీకర్స్ టు ఎన్కరేజ్ ది సీకర్స్ అబౌట్ ది లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ జీవన్ ముక్త జీవన్ ముక్త దట్ మీన్స్ ఏ జ్ఞాని ఎంజాయ్స్ హిస్ లైఫ్ విత్ ఎ లవ్లీ మైండ్ హిస్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఏ బ్యూటిఫుల్ మైండ్ వెరీ లైట్ మైండ్ నో భారహ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సో లైట్ అండ్ హెల్తీ దట్ హీ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హెల్తీ అండ్ లైట్ ఫార్ అస్ యూ నో మైండ్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ హౌ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ట్రబుల్స్ ఫ్రమ్ మార్నింగ్ ఆన్వర్డ్ యూ గెట్ అప్ వైల్ బ్రషింగ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ద ఫెలో స్టార్ట్స్ ప్రొటెక్షన్ కామ క్రోధ లోప మోహ మద మాత్సర్యాది ప్రొటెక్షన్ మార్నింగ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఐ షుడ్ డూ దిస్ ఐ షుడ్ నాట్ డూ దిస్ ఐ హ్యావ్ నాట్ డన్ దిస్ సో రన్నింగ్ స్టార్ట్స్ But this person, Jnani's mind is so light, he is not aware of the thing. Anything which is healthy, he will not be aware of that. As long as your knees are healthy, you don't bother about your knees. If the knee gives up its health, it will say, I am here, take care of me, I am here, take care of me. Anything unhealthy only needs your attention. As long as his heart is healthy, anybody bothers about this heart? As long as the stomach is healthy, anybody bothers about the stomach, go on putting. When it goes beyond the limit, it says, no, I cannot do it. Then only you get lot of side effects. So healthy mind is not being aware of. Therefore, manonashaha they call it. So he has insulated his life with knowledge. When we hear all these qualities of the jnani, it is a inspiration for us to go for it. Then second one is, as I told, it is a guidance for the seeker. How should he cultivate these virtues in his life? As long as he is a sadhaka. As long as seeker is a sadhaka, he has to cultivate all these virtues. When he is established in these virtues, then he recognizes that he is beyond these virtues. Up to that time, Atmanishta, these descriptions become the checklist for his conduct. Therefore, we should not use this description to judge others. Because we cannot judge anyone. Bhagavan describes characteristics of a jnani. Jnani is a tushtaha, he is a happy person. Not because he is having conducive setup. Not because any external factor he is a happy person. He also say, how are you? Fine. Our fine is with quotation. Our fine is with quotation. Then you ask why you are fine. He will say, my son is in USA, well settled. No problem from my daughter-in-law. Grandchildren, one boy, one girl. Like that you will give all quotation. But his happiness is free from all external factors. Then question comes, if a jnani does not depend on external factors, then what is the cause of his happiness? Bhagavan says, ஆத்மன்யேவ ஆத்மனா துஷ்டஹா. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் திங் இஸ் இஸ் துஷ்டஹா. துஷ்டஹா நாட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் பட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஆத்மன்யேவ ஆத்மனா துஷ்டஹா. இஸ் எ ஹாப்பி பர்சன் வித்தவுட் எனி டிபெண்டன்ஸ். இஸ் எ மேன் ஆஃப் சாட்டிஸ்ஃபேக்ஷன். ஹி கேன் ஹாப்பிலி அக்செப்ட் இஸ் பிசிக்கல் லிமிடேஷன்ஸ். In spite of his physical limitations, physical limitation comes in external world. So in spite of his physical limitations, he is happy. So he can accept happily death, he can accept old age, he can accept knee problem, back problem, diseases, and he can accept all the mental limitations. Jnani's mind also will lose memory power, forgetfulness will be there. He says, it is its problem, it is mine's problem, why should I bother about it? I have millions of minds, one mind is great, another mind is so-called fool, why should I bother about it? So he can accept his physical limitations and mental limitations. All our struggles are because of non-acceptance of these limitations. Why we go for beauty parlor? Because I cannot accept my color. Even if I accept, my friend doesn't accept. Or my spouse doesn't accept. I cannot accept the color of my hair. I cannot accept the teeth. It is gone falling. And I cannot accept my mental limitations. I know that I am angry. I want to get away from that anger. But I am not able to get away. I am limited with my mental limitations. So Jnani is a person, a free person from all types of limitations. Not actually in their absence, in spite of their presence. In spite of their presence, he is free. He can accept the external world as it is. First is with regard to his own immediate external world. What is the immediate external world? Body and mind. Then distant external world is relatives, family members, employer. So he accepts the external world as it is. He doesn't try to change them at all. All our troubles are that one. Swamiji, my son is not obeying me. Why should he obey? You have not obeyed your parents. That is parampara prapta. Did you obey all the things for your parents? So he is a separate individual. Accept him as a separate individual. No, no, he is my son. Who told? It is your opinion, your notion. His physique belongs to you, not the individual. The individual is different from physique. He has his own luggages, desires, inclinations. So put him under the subjugation in the name of love. Mother says, he should be with me. Why? He doesn't want, she wants. It's called a maya or confusion. But Jnani is free from this confusion. He will say, let him be as he is. If he finds he has to develop, he has to grow. If he finds that growth is with me, and if he approaches for that growth, I will try to suggest. But he has to grow. So he accepts the external world as it is. Not only with regard to children, with regard to spouse, with regard to family members. We always try to change others. And there are some people telling that we are religious leaders. Then they try to change others' religious beliefs. That is very funny. Sign of ignorance. So as long as you depend, so long you have complaints. All our worries, if you analyze, lot of complaints. Why? Lot of expectations. Lot of disappointments. Therefore complaints. Why disappointment? Expectations. Why you expect? You are dependent on that. You need those things for your survival. Happy, peaceful and secure survival. You need those things. But as far as Jnani is concerned, is Atmana eva tushtaha, Atmani tushtaha. He is a happy person with himself in himself. So his life is not a begging life. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? You don't ask generally. But all our actions should be with that question only. And we are afraid. Then now so many books are coming. How to keep your spouse with you? Because there is a probability anytime anybody can say we have lost our compatibility. Let us part. Law also is available. So it's a life of begging, general life. Jnani life is not begging for giving. Entire life he lives as a giver. He's full and complete with himself. Is a happy person with himself. Happy person, when we say, so what is the meaning, general meaning? Always he will be laughing. Laughing is not the sign of happy person. Our Acharya Swamiji used to tell, So they have some habit of laughing. Now what is your name? I am so and so. What you are doing? It's a habit. Then in that question tag, what happened to your wife? He laughed and told she passed away. She passed away. That is not the jnana lakshana. Jnani is a happy man, doesn't mean that he will be always showing his teeth. When situation demands, he expresses his happiness. When there is no situation also, as far as he is concerned, he is a happy man. Because of this purnatva, because of this fullness, the result is prajahati sarvan kaman. He has given up all the desires once for all. No desires at all for him. Sarvan manogatan kaman prajahati. Because of this fullness, I find myself, I am the only entity which is living. There is nothing second entity at all. Kimichan kasya kamaya shariram anusvanjare. I am the all-pervasive entity, only entity, real entity. Where is the second thing to desire? And if you name anything in the world, he will say, it is me. You name any blessed thing in the world, he will say, it is me. So there is no desire. That desire belongs to generally manas. That is manogatan kaman sarvan yaha prajahati saha sita prajnaha. And Atman Yeva Atmana Kushtaha Saha Sita Prajnaha. Two qualities now given. One is a person who is happy unconditionally, and a person who doesn't have desires. Who doesn't have desires. These two characteristics are given in this shloka. More and more characteristics will be given. If you take these two characteristics itself, you will see very difficult to understand it is. How to know that a person is happy or not? As I told, even while laughing you can cry. Even while crying also you can be happy. Jnanis, they try to sympathize with others. When somebody comes and cries, when somebody came to Holy Mother and cried, Holy Mother also started crying. Holy Mother also started crying. So does it mean that she doesn't have this knowledge? No. Or does it mean that she has forgotten her knowledge at that particular moment? No. So external actions and connecting with the internal factors, very difficult for the onlooker. But the person can understand whether I am happy or not. Shankaracharya says in one place, hunger, anger, sorrow. Hunger, anger and sorrow. All these three can be known only by the experiencer. Others cannot know. How much hungry I am, I can say I am hungry. That much only. How much you are hungry, you cannot say. You cannot ask. Similarly, whether I am angry or not, whether I am sorrowful or not, whether I am free person from all these things, I only can know. So it is a checklist for me not to judge others. More details of a jnani you will see in the next class. कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः.